RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello, listener. Welcome to English Bulletin program of a Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesia Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment Music Corner. That was our program summary for today, listener. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headline. Visiting IDX, President hopes market players to gain benefit from Indonesia's investment potential. Nominated as top 100 tourism destination, Indonesia succeed to promote Komodo Island. Vice President Yusuf Kalla calls for intensive de-radicalization and monitoring returns from Syria. And now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo on Tuesday visited the Indonesian Stock Exchange building in Jakarta. The visit was aimed at monitoring and attending the economic dialogue with Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati and stock market players. During his visit, the president expressed hope that the increasing of the composite stock price index momentum should be taken to benefit local economy. According to him, the increase of composite stock price index showed the high investment potential in Indonesia. Meanwhile, the capital inflow has also shown positive trend. The total capital inflow in 2016 reached 126 trillion rupiah, while in 2017 the figure has reached 124 trillion rupiah until June. According to the president, it should be taken to support national infrastructure development.
Indeks harga saham gabungan kita kan tembus.
The composite stocks price index has reached 5,900. Even if it is always fluctuative, the market assesses that Indonesia has a good prospect for investments. We gain trust that our economic perception is good. In 2016, the capital inflow was 126 trillion rupiah. This year, up to June, we have reached 124 trillion rupiah. This is a trust and a momentum that should be taken advantage of and to be maintained to benefit our country.
The president also expected that the capital inflow would be more increased in December 2017. Furthermore, President Joko Widodo expected that foreign companies in Indonesia to immediately list the companies in the Indonesian Stock Exchange. He also hoped that subsidiary companies of Indonesian state-owned enterprises to conduct immediate initial public offering or IPO. To be able to support the country's financing needs for infrastructure development. The Komodo Island as tourism destination in East Nusa Tenggara has been nominated as 100 best destination around the world by the National Geographic magazine. The Komodo Island was even nominated as 10 top destination for the Spring Adventures category. Related to that, Vice President Muhammad Yusuf Kalla on Tuesday in Jakarta said that the achievement was the result of Indonesia's effort to promote its destination. According to him, Komodo Island has indeed served as country's tourism destination that interests foreign visitors.
Kita bangga bahwa
we proud that Indonesia has been nominated as top 100 and even top 10 achieved by Komodo Island. It shows that we have been succeeded to popularize the island because it is an interesting destination for foreigners. Vice President Yusuf Kalla, who is also former ambassador of Komodo Island in 2012, added that the Komodo Island should also support it by facilities, namely hygienity and hospitality. Yusuf Kalla also hoped that 10 destinations that are currently promoted by the government should reach such achievement as what the Komodo Island achieved. The top 10 countries in the spring adventures, according to the National Geographic magazine, are Jaipur, India, Honshu, Japan, Philippines, Tasmania, Australia, New Orleans, United States, Girona, Spain, Seoul, South Korea, Sicilia, Italy, Fez, Morocco, and Komodo Island, Indonesia. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla called for an intensive program of the radicalization to hundreds of Indonesian citizens or WNI deported from Syria. This was conveyed by Vice President Yusuf Kalla to reporters in Jakarta on Tuesday. In addition to a more intensive de-radicalization program, the National Agency for Combating Terrorism, BNPT, is required to supervise the activities of hundreds of Indonesian citizens to prevent acts of radicalism and terrorism in the country.
The first thing is how they come back to the community and have a job. And that's when they think it's because they've been brainwashed. Now we wash again. Because how would he suddenly stop after praying if he is Muslim? So he was not the true Muslim.
Islam yang itu, yang benar.
Meanwhile, the National Agency for Combating Terrorism, BNPT, had verified the Syrian returnees before they returned to their homeland. They immediately had to follow the de-radicalization program. Previously, Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs, Wiranto, has warned on the phenomenon of lone wolf terrorists who were influenced by radicalism content in internet. He called on the people not to get caught negative influence from the internet. Therefore, the teaching of Pancasila must be intensified. In addition, Minister Wiranto also called for reactivation of neighborhood watch because the community is the front row that can provide information to the security forces. Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs Wiranto denied the issue of sending Indonesian troops to the Philippines to fight mouth groups affiliated with the radical Islamic movement of Iraq and Syria, or ISIS or ISIS, in Mawari. According to Wiranto, the Indonesian military TNI is still conducting studies because it is not easy to send troops. Wiranto said that the preparation of legislation and technical preparedness in the field is needed to equalize the joint operation procedure. Wiranto admitted that communication with the Philippine government is continuously held in dealing with the problem.
We are finishing the plans, but the joint maritime patrols has been conducted. Sending troops is not as easy as we imagine. We need constitutional preparation, legislation preparation, as well as field preparation in the form of an equalization of joint operating procedure. It is not easy. It is being prepared. How far it is, we have to wait. So do not make rumor that we have sent troops to Marawi. Not yet. We are designing something good.
Meanwhile, Defense Minister Ria Mizar Ryakudu said that the Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte had allowed Indonesia to engage in the military operation to stamp out the ISIS in Marawi in southern Philippines. The operation aims to prevent the spread of terrorist groups affiliated with ISIS. According to Ria Mizard, the plan to the joint military operation is, however, still waiting for the establishment of an appropriate legal umbrella. In addition, under the Philippine law, military operation involving other countries should get approval from the parliament even if the president has agreed. This news coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesia and Egypt continue to increase trade value of the two countries. Therefore, the Indonesian Embassy in Cairo plans to conduct business forum on August 28, 2017 in Cairo. It was said by the Indonesian trade attaché in Cairo, Burman Rahman, to RRI recently. According to Burman, a business forum that will be attended by about 80 participants from various circles will focus on the trade of two Indonesian export commodities to Egypt, namely coffee and palm oil. This activity will bring together the stakeholders of the two countries to exchange ideas in order to improve the trade of the two commodities.
Rencana kita akan mengadakan workshop atau forum bisnis antara Indonesia dan Mesir, buyer dan
We plan to hold workshops or business forums between Indonesia and Egypt, buyers and exporters of coffee and palm oil product, because Egypt does not produce coffee and palm oil. We just need to make a better relationship between Indonesia and Egypt related to the two products. It is in order to avoid buyers from buying product to other countries. Burman further explained that so far, the export of coffee and palm oil to Egypt occupies the top 5 of 10 Indonesian export commodities to Egypt. Burman pointed out, in 2016, the contract value of one Egyptian coffee company with Indonesia reached $20 million. In 2017, the contract value of an Egyptian company for coffee reached $40 million. According to Burman, although the focus of discussion is coffee and palm oil commodities, the forum does not rule out other potential commodities. The Trade Minister Enggar Tiasto Lukita said that the 0.69% inflation on June 2017 is the lowest during the Ramadan and Eid al-Fitri period in last few years. According to him, this is the lowest inflation for staple material in the history. To media on Tuesday, July 4, 2017 at the Trade Ministry Jakarta, Minister Enggar Tiasto explained that the low inflation is because the successful is price control. In addition, the supply is also fulfilled well, with the condition people's income cannot be reduced by inflation. Even though he has successfully controlled the inflation rate, Minister Enggar Tiasto confirmed that he is not satisfied yet.
Kami belum puas.
We are not satisfied enough, although we are grateful. We have to hold the inflation flow as other countries can do that. Moreover, we have passed the abnormal situation.
Yang tidak normal itu telah kita lalui.
Minister Enggar Tiasto further explained in a few days deflation has happened where commodity prices has decreased. The Trade Ministry will always push the commodity prices in stable number. The government's success in controlling inflation rate, according to the minister, because of cooperation among the ministers and agencies such as Agriculture Ministry, Police, Business Competition, Supervisory Commission, and Indonesian Logistic Agency. Minister Enggar Tiasto also appreciated businessmen that fully support the action to achieve an agreement in controlling the staple price. In the future, the Trade Ministry will determine the upper price and lower price from other staple commodities. The last item, China, India, and France have become potential markets for Indonesian tourism. Tourism Minister Arief Yahya said, the minister noted that tourists from the three countries are still targeting Indonesian three main destinations, namely Bali 40%, Jakarta 30%, Riau Island 20%, and the remaining 10% in other regions. Arief explained that the Chinese tourists were found to marine tourism and marine cuisine. Meanwhile, most of French tourists spend their holidays in Bali. To accommodate more tourists, the government has prepared 10 new tourist destinations such as Bandung, Yogyakarta, Banyuwangi, Lombok, and Medan. The government is also developing 10 priority tourist destinations to attract more foreign tourists. Yahya earlier described the 10 destinations as Indonesia's new Bali, adding that they had been chosen by President Jokowi this year. Arief remarked that the acceleration of the development of this destination is aimed at improving the infrastructure and accessibility, particularly through the development of airports, seaports, roads, and energy to promote it to investors. And to end the news, here are the main points once again. Visiting IDX, President hopes market players to gain benefit from Indonesia investment potential. Nominated as top 100 tourism destination, Indonesia succeed to promote Komodo Island. Vice President Yusuf Kalla calls for intensive de-radicalization and monitoring returns from Syria. And that was the news from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah, all scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semarang? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semarang. Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with commentary entitled G20 Summit in Hamburg. The 12th G20 Summit will take place in Hamburg, Germany from July 7 to 8. Since the 11th G2 summit in Hangzhou, Zhejiang, China last year, leaders in several countries have changed, as in Britain, France, and the United States. The magnet of 20 developed and developing countries summit this time is the inaugural meeting of U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Both are scheduled to meet on the sidelines of the G20 summit. Another leader who has drawn attention is Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. These three leaders must have had their own agenda. Trump will certainly discuss with Putin about the war in Syria, U.S. sanctions against Russia, and possibly a controversial issue over the investigations of Russian involvement in the U.S. presidential election won by Trump. Another issue is the U.S. decision to leave the Paris Climate Agreement. Putin, however, has so far not disclosed his agenda in this meeting. The Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan wants to use his visit to Germany to talk with the Turks there. Germany objected to Erdogan's plan and did not grant permission. But who knows what Erdogan will do to solve the problem. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is experienced enough to host the summit. In 2008, Merkel hosted the G8 summit in Heiligendamm. In 2015, the G7 and Putin were received by Merkel in Elmau, Bayern. This time, Merkel will hold the G20 summit 2 months before the German elections. Merkel said the summit is full of serious challenges such as terrorism, climate change, and protectionism. She added that the world is in a state of distress and division. Indonesia will be present at the summit, and President Joko Widodo will be the keynote speakers on counter-terrorism issues. In the economic session, the Indonesian president will raise three important issues, namely sustainability, resilience, and responsibility. President Joko Widodo is also scheduled to meet President Trump. In this G20 meeting, Indonesia is expected to play a role in overcoming terrorism, ending the conflict in Syria and Iraq, finding a solution to isolations of Qatar. Another hope is for the United States to return to the Paris Climate Agreement. Listener, that was commentary for today. I'm Dinugraha. Thank you for listening.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events in the past as recorded in history. We begin with an event of the Day of National Bank, which is celebrated every July 5. PT Bank Negara Indonesia Persero TBK, or commonly known as BNI, was established on July 5, 1946, as the first bank officially owned by the Indonesian government. BNI, or BNI, had functioned as a central bank and a commercial bank as stipulated in government regulation in lieu of Law No. 2, 1946, before it finally operated as a commercial bank since 1955. Uang Republik Indonesia, or ORI, as the first official payment instrument issued by the Indonesian government on October 30, 1946, printed and circulated by Bank Negara Indonesia, or BNI or BNI. The day is currently commemorated as the National Financial Day, while the establishment of BNI on July 5 is celebrated as National Bank Day. The role of BNI as a circulation bank or a central bank began to be limited by the government, along with the appointment of the Dutch Heritage Bank, the Jafsi Bank, as the central bank since 1949. Furthermore, BNI or BNI was granted the right as a foreign exchange bank, besides its role as a development bank by having direct access abroad. On July 5, 1959, presidential decree was issued. The failure of the Constituent Assembly to carry out its task of forming a new constitution
to replace the 1950 temporary constitution and a series of political and security events that shook the unity of the nation reached its climax in June 1959. Finally, for the sake of the state's security based on the legal state of danger, on Sunday, July 5, 1959, at 5 p.m., President Sukarno issued a decree which was announced in an official ceremony at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta. The content of this decree is the dissolution of the Constituent Assembly of the 1955 general election result and the amendment of the Constitution from the 1950 Provisional Constitution back to the 1945 Constitution. Last event of today's segment of Today in History. Indonesia implemented the direct presidential election for the first time. General elections in Indonesia were firstly aimed to elect members of representative bodies, namely the House of Representatives, Regional House of Representatives, and Regency City House of Representatives. After the Fourth Amendment of the 1945 Constitution in 2002, the election of the President and Vice President was originally undertaken by the People's Consultative Assembly, was agreed upon to be undertaken directly by the people and from the people. On July 5, 2004, for the first time, the Indonesian nation to conduct presidential and vice president elections directly. The election was followed by 24 political parties. Listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Hello listener, welcome back to Voice Green. Today entitled, Indonesian government is asked to take control of all trade. A new research shows that the Harry Potter film can increase the demand of all expats in Indonesia. This was said by Vincent Neiman and Anne Isolanikaris from Oxford Wildlife Trade Research Group in England. Such quoted by Compass Daily. They released the research in the Global Ecology and Conservation Journal, edition 11 in July 2017, entitled The Harry Potter Effect, The Rise in Trade of Owls as Pets in Java and Bali, Indonesia. Neiman, a professor on anthropology at the Oxford Brookes University, England, learned bird market in Indonesia since 20 years. According to him, keeping birds is a traditional and popular hobby in Indonesia, especially people in Java and Bali. In the United States, there are only 3% of households that keeping the birds, while in Indonesia, reach to 20%. To find out the growing relation of owl trade with the popularity of Harry Potter, Neiman and Nekaris surveyed to 109 bird populations in 20 markets in Indonesia from 2012 to 2016. They analyzed 30 years of market report and counted trade in the 1979 to 2010 period. From the data, about 400,000 of owl, Neiman and Nekaris have found that the owl market share was only 0.06% from all bird sale before 2001. In 2008, the figure became 0.43%. This is cause of increasing owl lover community at the social media. From the statistics, about 12,000 wild owls were sold out each year. If it is not controlled, Neiman worried about ecosystem will lose agricultural pest predators such as rats and insects. To overcome owl trade, Neiman and Nekaris propose the Indonesian government to put the owl in a protected species list. In Indonesia, only Otus magicus beccari, or protected biak owl, through the government regulation number 77/1999 about preservation of plant and animal species. Listener, that was the Voice Green.
Here is our news in brief. President Joko Widodo on Tuesday visited the Indonesian Stock Exchange building in Jakarta. The visit was aimed at monitoring and attending the economic dialogue with Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati and stock market players. The Komodo Island, a tourism destination in East Nusa Tenggara, has been nominated as 100 best destination around the world by the National Geographic magazine. The Komodo Island was even nominated as 10 top destination for the Spring Adventure category. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla called for an intensive program of de-radicalization to hundreds of Indonesian citizens or WNI deported from Syria. This was conveyed by Vice President Yusuf Kalla to reporters in Jakarta on Tuesday. Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs Wiranto denied the issue of sending Indonesian troops to the Philippines to fight MOUD groups affiliated with the radical Islamic movement of Iraq and Syria, ISIS Mawari. Indonesia and Egypt continue to increase trade value of the two countries. Therefore, the Indonesian Embassy in Cairo plans to conduct business forum on August 28, 2017 in Cairo. The Trade Minister Enggar Tiasto Lukita said that the 0.69% inflation on June 2017 is the lowest during the Ramadan and Eid al-Fitri period in the last few years. According to him, this is the lowest inflation for staple material in the history. And the last item. China, India, and France have become potential markets for Indonesian tourism, Tourism Minister Arif Yahya said. The minister noted that tourists from the three countries are still targeting Indonesia's three main destinations, namely Bali 40%, Jakarta 30%, Riau Island 20%, and the remaining 10% in other regions. And that was our news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah, all scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semar? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semar.
Your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia Broadcasting Daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 95 to 5 kHz. You can also listen to our audio streaming at english.rriworldservice.com. Listener, our next segment is Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to one of typical foods from North Sumatra province. Stay tuned. Listeners, culinary from North Sumatra is well known on its delicacy. Medan, one of the cities in North Sumatra, also has special food which can arouse your appetite. One of delicious foods in Medan is memeng satay. Listeners, memeng satay is a legend food. This satay provides various kinds of meat, such as chicken, goat, and buffalo. When ordering the menu, the interesting thing is that buyers can choose seasoning of satay, from peanut seasoning, soy sauce, or seasoning of padang satay to mixture of all seasonings. This becomes one in accordance with your taste. Listeners, memeng satay is a mixture of meat with a delicious seasoning, and it becomes more delicious when you eat it warmly. One portion of the satay, which usually consists of 5 skewers and 1 lontong, is about 25,000 rupiah. Lontong is a dish made of compressed rice cake in the form of a cylinder wrapped inside a banana leaf. Listeners, for culinary lovers who want to taste memeng satay, they can directly to go to the place. Arriving at Kuala Namu Airport, we suggest you to go by train to Medan City. Stall of memeng satay is not far from the station. You only walk around 550 meters and it takes around 7 minutes. The stall is seen simple. This legendary culinary has existed since the era of independence. That was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
To speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly, we present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today we feature a topic entitled Di Apotek, which in English means at the pharmacy. Stay tuned. As usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I'll say the sentence twice slowly and you can repeat after me. Apotek. Apotek in English, pharmacy. Membeli. Membeli in English, to buy. Obat. Obat in English, medicine. resep dokter, resep dokter in English, prescription. Memanggil, memanggil in English, to call. Tiga kali in English, three times. Satu kali in English, once. Sehari, sehari in English, a day. Setelah makan in English, after meal. Vitamin, vitamin in English, vitamin. Now we give you an example of conversation entitled "Di Apotek," or in English means "at the pharmacy." The conversation is between A. Danu and B. Pharmacist. Danu, selamat siang, saya akan membeli obat. Selamat siang, saya akan membeli obat. In English, good afternoon, I want to buy medicines. Pharmacist, selamat siang, apakah Anda punya resep dokter? Selamat siang, apakah Anda punya resep dokter? In English, good afternoon, do you have prescription? Danu, ya ini resepnya. Ya ini resepnya. In English, yes I do, this is the prescription. Pharmacist, silakan tunggu sebentar, nanti kami akan memanggil nama Anda. Silakan tunggu sebentar, nanti kami akan memanggil nama Anda. In English, please wait a moment, I will call you later. Danu, baik, terima kasih. Baik, terima kasih. In English, alright, thank you. Pharmacist, Bapak Danu, ini obatnya. Bapak Danu, ini obatnya. In English, Mr. Danu, this is your medicines. Obat ini diminum 3 kali sehari setelah makan. Obat ini diminum 3 kali sehari setelah makan. In English, the medicines is taken 3 times daily after meals. Semuanya jadi 50.000. Semuanya jadi 50.000. In English, it is 50,000 rupiah. Danu, baik, ini uangnya. Baik, ini uangnya. In English, alright, here is the money. Terima kasih. Thank you. Pharmacist, terima kasih kembali. Terima kasih kembali. In English, you are welcome. Today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topic. Thank you for your attention. See you again next week. And sampai jumpa.
Hey, Michelle. What are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah. All scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semar? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semar.
Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4.
What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back with me, Hernita, in the regular Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern ones. Today's edition, we will introduce you to a band called Sunwave. Happy listening.
Selama ini kau masih merasa aku selalu menantimu. Dua minggu kau tak menghampiri karena kau dengan yang lain. Ibaratnya hatiku sayang salah selama ini setiap kau tak datang sayang, padahal aku tak pernah ada di rumah. Yeah. Selalu ku bilang aku tak sebaik kau pikir, tak pernah ku nantikan kamu. Ku cinta kamu bukan berarti
listener, that was the song entitled Salah, which was performed by Sunwave. The song was previously popularized by a music group headed by Melly Goeslaw named Portrait. Sunwave recycles the song Salah in 2016, of course with different arrangements and accompanied by EDM music or electronic dance music. This EDM genre is carried by the Soundwave band. Soundwave has two partner, namely Rini Wulandari, vocalist, and Devin Julian, music producer and disc jockey. Rini Wulandari may already be familiar among Indonesian pop music lovers. Rini came from the singing talent competition in one of Indonesia's private television stations. Meanwhile, Devin is a beatboxer and disc jockey. They formed Soundwave Band. Whoever joined the electronic music competition on one of private television stations in 2015. After the group achieved the second winner, the Soundwave's name is also increasingly popular. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Terserah Boy by Soundwave. Happy listening.
Percaya padamu lagi yang aku dengar sana sini kau punya janji lalu yang mana aku dia atau dia jadi bagaimana aku bingung yeah yang jelas
just listened to the song Terserah Boy by Soundwave Band. The song Terserah Boy became the second recycled song released by Soundwave in 2016. To fill the original soundtrack taken from the recycled series Catatan Si Boy, the series. Previously, the song Terserah Boy has been popularized by Atik Sibi in 1989 through the film Catatan Sipoy 3. To end the music competition which ever been visited does not mean the end of opportunity for music lovers to listen the Soundwave's music work. Soundwave often appears in various musical events with its distinctive musical style. In addition, the band is also greatly greets its fans through the vlog in the Soundwave YouTube channel. Through its performance on stage and YouTube, the music lovers can see Rini and Jevin's chemistry at the music and vlog. Apparently, their chemistry bear fruit of romance. Rini and Jevin dated since 2016, and finally, on May 7, 2017, Rini and Jevin decided to get married. Well, listeners, to conclude our segment for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Kisah Kita and Buktikan Padaku by Soundwave. Happy listening, and sampai jumpa.
Ku telah temukan satu hati dan itu kamu. Indahnya cinta bahagia ku bila dekatmu.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.